Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, this conversation with Gabe Kaplan is brought to you by Juicy Delicious Philly Gourmet All-American Badass Burgers, family-owned and operated. The manager of the Phillies, Gabe Kaplan, on the line. Hi, Gabe.
Angelo, how are you?
Gabe, I got to tell you, most of the week we've spent trying to trash the New York Yankees, and all I could think is, you were a Red Sox player. You must not like the Yankees, right? How do you feel about them?
So we hated the Yankees when I was with the Red Sox. As you probably know, we brawled with them every year and had some of the most famous fights in history. And it got personal at that time, Angelo. It's a little different as a manager. I see the game differently. But we want to beat teams like the Yankees and the Nats and the Braves and the Cubs. We want to beat them badly. It's fun to take a crack at expert teams. To beat the best, you got to – To be the best, you've got to beat the best, and therefore, whenever we have a chance to go up against one of these teams, we're prepared for it.
Hey, Gabe, when you guys were squaring off, you know, the bullpens were emptying, were you up against the Yankee? Were you maybe about to go at it with them?
What are you talking about?
Fighting? Did you ever fight one of them during these brawls?
I was a player. It was part of the gig.
Great. You know,
that's what was happening at the time.
You know what? I might want to see a brawl tonight. That might be fun. Gabe, I want to know about, you were just talking about facing some of the best teams to kind of measure yourself. Tell us how you feel about the young talent on your team compared to what you saw at the Nationals and now the Yankees.
So I think our talent is comparable with these clubs. By way of example, I chatted with Alfaro last night. He's the guy that immediately comes to mind. There isn't a better athlete on any club. He has the power, the arm strength, the quickness to go toe-to-toe with any player in baseball and on the Yankees. It doesn't take a baseball expert to identify guys like Luis Garcia, Sir Anthony Dominguez, as having like the stuff out of the hand, the nastiness as Betances and Chapman. I could go on and on and kind of go compare, but you get the picture. From a talent perspective, everything is in place.
So then, I guess it's just a matter of them believing in themselves, developing further. What's the next step for what you got right now, Gabe?
I think a lot of it is just experience. I mean, you know, experience is an incredible teacher. It can be challenging because the lessons can be especially difficult. Just off the top of my head, I've been thinking about our relievers a lot. I talk to them about guys like Judge, Stanton, Harper, and Rendon. And how important it is that they come up to the plate, those hitters come up to the plate with the bases empty. Mm. So you can give up damage to those guys and survive. But we need them to do their damage with the bases empty. It's hard to survive if we walk hitters in front of them. So we can say things like to them all day, but the experience is huge. And when they have that experience firsthand, it hits hard. They're better than the next time as a result. So the difference right now is that experience.
Gabe, has it been discouraging to see and hear so many Yankee fans at Citizens Bank Park this week?
I just want you to know, Angelo, that I believe you. I know you're a genuine guy. If you say you're not a Yankees fan, then I say you're not a Yankees fan. I just want you to know I'm on your side here.
Thank you, Gabe. I appreciate that.
Yeah, sure. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, no. I don't get discouraged easily. The presence of Yankee fans at our ballpark is not enough. If anything, it excites me because, you know, I can envision a time in the very near future in which we're going to be joined by Phillies fans on the road when we travel. We were already seeing it a little bit when we were in D.C. And, in fact, the last time we were in D.C., I heard stories of how we infiltrated that ballpark in the late 2000s.
Yeah, yeah.
And for me, that thought is inspiring. Phillies fans are pure passion. And, you know, this the Yankees fans coming out to see their team just kind of inspires me for what we can do.
All right, Gabe, let's talk about I need a little update on your thoughts of a few of your players. Last night, Arrieta Arrieta in May was amazing. Arrieta in June, not so amazing. What's the difference?
I don't think there's any one thing in particular. Look, he's a guy that relies on deception. He's a guy that relies on movement. He steps across his body, crossfires a little bit. His ball sinks across the plate. Sometimes it sinks across the plate in the zone. He's very dependent on contact. We need to make great plays behind him. His fastball command is something that I think when it's on, he's unhittable. There's nobody as good as him in the game when he can run that hip shot at a left-handed hitter at them, and then it's going to sink back on the inside corner of the plate. Or to a right-handed hitter, when he can do the same thing with the same pitch, it looks like a ball and they take it, and then it turns out to be a strike. So when he's got that pinpoint command, he's unhittable. I have no doubt in my mind that Jake Arrieta is going to take us, you know, into the postseason. He's the kind of guy that we can lean on heavily.
Right now, on Saturday night, Gabe, you got me very excited because you used Dominguez as a standard closer in the ninth inning. He did great. Not such great results with five outs to go Sunday. Is he moving in the direction? I know you want that flexibility of the players, but if you saw that he could consistently get those big outs in the ninth, would you end up with him in that role?
So what I see in Sir Anthony is consistent development. Yesterday we chatted a little bit, and he displayed experience well beyond his years. He told me, and he's talking about some of the Nat stuff, he told me that he can only control what he can control, and that sometimes he's going to make his pitch, and the other guy's going to hit it. It happens. So it's not going to get him down. So he's even, he's cool under pressure, and those are characteristics of relievers that can pitch in the biggest situations in the toughest moments. So how are we going to use him? We're going to use him just like that in the biggest situations and the toughest moments.
All right. What has gotten Franco going? He's had some big hits in the past week, Gabe. What's different?
So he's been more patient. That stands out immediately. He's been more disciplined, laid off pitches that he can't drive. He's been a fighter in the batter's box. He's battled. He's brought excellent energy between the lines and in the clubhouse. And his at-bats have been longer and more productive. Just like Sir Anthony, we just talked about him, Mikey's mid-20s, young, still developing player, and he's making a lot of progress.
I'm curious about Rhys Hoskins. We think he's a quality individual as well as a great young player. He got into a bad situation the other night where he didn't run after a third strike, and then he got into it with a fan. Is that the kind of thing you sit down and talk to the kid about, Gabe? What happened after the game with that?
The reason I discussed it right after the game.
Right.
So he told me what happened, and then he addressed it with the media like the best leaders do. Mm. And that's how it works in a great clubhouse. They are the police of the clubhouse. I will say this. Rhys said everything right after the game that needed to be said. He doesn't need me to say anything else about it.
Wow. It was impressive, though, right, Gabe, that he's sitting there when the media comes in and immediately addresses it. That's what you're looking for, correct?
Absolutely. It's because then everything is said. What else are you going to say? A guy stands up in front of his locker after a game, and I learned this in Boston, and says, hey, I made a mistake. Then guess what? The question stopped. It's over.
Yep.
Nobody's talking about it anymore.
Exactly. I got to ask you, as the trade deadline draws near, we're going to start talking about it. We're getting to July now. What's the area you want them to address the most?
So I've thought a lot about this. And Matt Klentak is an excellent evaluator. He's also an excellent deal maker. I trust that what's happening right now, I believe this, is Matt is looking under every stone to look at various pieces that could help us, whether that be in the bullpen, in the lineup, in the middle of the lineup, a piece off the bench, a veteran presence. Those are things that Matt is looking for. My job as the manager is to wait for those pieces and to deploy them the best way it can help the Phillies. Very similar to the way my job is with the younger players is to develop them and put them in the best position to succeed. So Matt's job is to go out there and scour the earth for the best pieces, and my job is to put them in a position to succeed.
All right, that leads to my last question, Gabe. You have worked in front offices, so you're a good guy to ask. What's a better job in baseball, manager or GM?
This is obviously a really personal question.
Yes.
For me, the greatest job in baseball is the manager of a club.
Yeah,
you're building the environment. You're working with people. You're trying to make people better. Not to say that you're not doing that in the front office as well, but really, my job and my focus and my energy is to have conversations every single day with our men and put them in the best positions to succeed. I wouldn't trade it for anything. It's the best job I've ever done.
I think it might be higher paid than the GM job, though, Gabe. Nothing? No, still going to stay on the field?
I'm not, believe me, I'm not in this for the money. I can promise you that.
All right, Gabe. Gabe, thanks as always. Good luck. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Angelo. Appreciate it, man.
Gabe Kapler with the...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.